You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. It's not hard to find a production of Our Town or Death of a Salesman in Southwest Michigan, if you're willing to wait long enough, but new plays are a different story. For the second week in a row, Queer Theater Kalamazoo will continue its run of two fresh plays from Western Michigan University theater students. Both works have a local hook.
Mama just started working the 24-hour night shift at the gas station on Portage Road just to...
I know she hasn't been around lately.
She works hard.
So do you, sleepy girl.
That's a clip from Karabeth Heath's play, Lysandra, about an overworked college student who confides in the moon. Portage Road is one of many references to Kalamazoo you'll hear from Heath and fellow playwright Nick Thornton. Thornton recently graduated from WMU, and Heath is finishing her master's degree there this year. This weekend show takes snippets from Heath's larger works, some of which aren't finished yet, like her play Good Enough, loosely based on the lives of women working at Kalamazoo's Gibson Guitar Factory during World War II.
It just takes place in a particular room in the factory where they used to cut and coil the strings for the guitars between two women that were actually partners in that room that I've done some research on, and they actually sat next to each other in the string room and actually went dancing with each other and their husbands when they got back from the war, so...
Any word from Carl?
Not for 2 weeks.
You worried?
His name isn't in the paper. His name isn't on any lists.
Oh, I'm sure it's just hard to write.
Thornton's piece is called The Great Three-Legged Race. He says it shows different aspects of gay life in Kalamazoo as he's experienced it.
The first one is two college freshmen in a dorm room. The second one is a spoken word piece about kind of the one-night stand culture and the politics of gay romance in small-town America.
You are merely a notch on the proverbial bedpost, a rarely referenced boast, a memory left forgotten of a midnight tryst. The kind that people clutter up confessionals for and try to repent.
And the third one is an exploration of the relationships between straight women and gay men and the interesting ways that intimacy can develop outside of the traditional norms of best friends.
I wish you were straight. Why can't you be straight?
Because.
That's the best you got?
Of course, Heath and Thornton aren't the only playwrights in town creating new work. Every year, the Theater Kalamazoo New Play Festival produces at least 10 new pieces. But Heath says there's a reason you see the same plays over and over again. It's hard to gather an audience for a play no one's heard of before. And for bigger theaters, that's a financial risk. Thornton says many of the new plays you see today are from rising star playwrights that are already popular with audiences. Here's Heath.
Sometimes it's a matter of politics, like you gotta know somebody at some theater to recognize your name and then read your play, or your play has to be so good that it stands out amidst 200 submissions.
That's on the low end.
Very low. So there are way more playwrights than opportunities for their plays to be done.
Thornton says we'll always have those classic plays that everyone loves, but as times change, there's always something new to say in the theater.
My first piece features someone being a webcam model. Well, that's not something that's in a play from 20 years ago because it's new. Mm-hmm. And also, when you get new plays by people in the community, there's this amazing homegrown energy to the theater because, you know, we can tailor it to our audience here, you know, because you can't do that with another play because that's the playwright's work. But when we're here, we can kind of build it to the Kalamazoo audience and make choices and changes that will appeal to them.
You can see Heath and Thornton's new works at the Fire Historical and Cultural Arts Collaborative Building on Portage Road. The show runs Saturday and Sunday night at 8, followed by a Q&A with the playwrights. Tickets are $10. These plays do include adult themes. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.